Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean coming up next here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. Oh, sometimes we deviate from the second, go right to the first. Stay tuned.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse with Second Amendment Tuesdays with Attorney Penny Dean. How you doing today?
I am doing well, but the members of my community are being mean.
How dare they? What's going on? Now, who's being mean? To you?
Well,
to me?
To all of us. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
To every one of us.
No.
Yes. They're going to try and disarm us.
Oh, well, wait a minute. EPA already tried that. They were caught and spanked publicly, so they've denied that petition that would have banned ammunition. Who's doing what now?
Well, let me tell you what happens, because, you know, I always say it's a small, small world, right?
I always say be on your best behavior in New Hampshire. You never know who you're going to run into.
That's exactly right. So I just so happened to learn something that I think we have a lot of listeners in a lot of different walks of life. So I'm going to invite all of them to help you and I. Help
okay.
them. There's a woman by the name of Caitlin Sloper. She owns a sign company. Upon information and belief, because I haven't been able to get anything in writing, but I've talked to a lot of people and I can tell you who I talked to, and I believe the information I'm giving everyone is correct. This woman by the name of Caitlin Sloper, and her telephone number is 377-0109. Now, she owns a sign company. Upon information and belief, she is in the process, because she's told me this herself, of making signs for Concord Hospital to keep the patients and staff safe. And you know how they're going to keep people safe?
Let me guess. It's coming from you. It's on Second Amendment Tuesdays, and we... Oh, yeah, okay. Let me guess. A gun ban.
That's exactly right, because we want everybody to be safe, right?
Of course. And the children, too.
And the children, because we're a caring facility. And so when I heard this, I, of course, called the president, because, you know, the way you start to find out anything.
Of the hospital.
Of the hospital.
Okay.
I called Michael Green's office. And Michael Green's office... I think they sent me to, like, their patient care person. I said, look, I'm not a disgruntled patient looking to sue the hospital. I'm not any of those things. I'm a person who wants information because I live in this community. I live a mile from there. I care about what happens in my community. I care about whatever. And particularly before I go spreading rumors, I want to check and see if this is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, after getting the runaround and running, I was given to a person by the name of Kevin McCarthy, who is a VP who's in charge of all of this type of thing. He's the vice president of operations. And he said, well, why do you want to know this? Because I'm a member of the community and I care. Well, you're a lawyer. I said, well, I am a lawyer, but I'm also a person that walks down the road and cares about all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other than a bunch of double talk, he basically said that he expects the signs to go up on or about September 15th. He doesn't know how many signs there's going to be, but they're going to be at every entrance to Concord Hospital. They're going to prohibit firearms and all type of weapons, whatever they are, for the safety of the employees and patients.
No pocket knives, no pepper spray, no
anything.
Tasers.
But here is what offended
Nail
me.
Nail clippers. Let's see, what does the TSA consider a weapon? Oh, yes, little decorative cannons that you buy in a Gettysburg gift shop. Yeah, okay.
Well, my pink Kubaton, you know, that defensive weapon, prohibited me from taking it on a plane. You know, and so the bottom line is, I, for one, am offended, because what you're suggesting is that I'm a threat with that firearm. I'm offended. but you're also telling me that you're going to leave me at the mercy of goodness knows what. So anyway, so I ask him.
Anybody ever watch ER? You ever see the fights that erupted in the emergency room on that TV show? Now, grant you, that was in Chicago. But, gee, what happens if?
Right. Doesn't everybody have a letter opener in their desk? Doesn't everybody have, you know, goodness sakes, what? And so want, right. And so this is just being
pens.
Absolutely
a pen
ridiculous.
To the neck can be dangerous.
Bingo. And so this is a new, he says it's been a policy for a long
Marine's
time.
Bare hands can be dangerous.
Bingo.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Bingo. And so I asked Mr. McCarthy for a copy of the written policy. He refused to give it to me. However, he said that every Concord Hospital employee had it emailed to them, and they're going to get additional training between now and the 15th. Mm-hmm. And so we have many, many, many listeners who have to be employees of Concord Hospital. It'd be very kind if they would email or mail us or provide us with a copy of that policy, and we won't tell them from whence it came.
Gotcha, because you will, you as an attorney will keep that stuff confidential.
I'll absolutely. In other words, they can just mail it to me anonymously. They don't have to email it. They can fax it. You know, my fax is 226-4023. There's a million ways, but when I asked for the policy, you know, his answer was, well, we're a private business and we don't have to give you this. And that's absolutely true, except for they have a nonprofit component. And a lot of public dollars go to Concord Hospital.
Well, you see, that's where I was. That was going to be my next question: is do they accept any money from any government entities,
and
city, state, whatever?
And absolutely. And so, all of us, there's representatives, senators, all sorts of people that listen to your radio show. We need to start scrutinizing if we want and how we want our dollars to go to Concord Hospital. Because the bottom line in this particular instance, here was the thing that most insulted me, and I was absolutely shocked.
I'm already starting to hear Jack Barnes' phone ring.
I'm absolutely shocked when Kevin McCarthy told me this. Now, all law enforcement is going to be exempt from this. If you're a police officer and you go to see your wife in the hospital when you're private and off duty and you have nothing to do with, you know, XYZ PD, you're going to be allowed to carry your firearms. And I said, wait a minute. Now, why is that? Well, because they're trained. And I said, wait a minute.
But you, Penny Dean, who is one who does training, cannot.
Right. And I said, I've graduated from LFI 1, 2, and 3, which is tougher than most police academies. I said, when you talk about time with a firearm, I said, have a shoot a qualification course. If I can pass the course, I should get to carry a firearm. Well, this is about their overall training experience. I said, yeah, last time I checked, Concord PD shot each other at an abandoned bank in Concord they shouldn't have been in. You know, I said, I could go on and on and on. I said, but if your criteria is training and experience, I said, what criteria at the New Hampshire State Police Training Academy did you look at? Oh, we didn't look at that. What statistics did you look at? What did you look at before you made that determination?
He didn't like talking to you, did he?
Well, I got to tell you, very polite, but answered none of my questions. Not really.
Okay.
You know, as far as any substantive questions, I've got none answered. And the really sad thing to me is a hospital, of all places, is a place of science. You would think their decisions would be based on scientific statistics, right?
You would think, but then again, we talk about schools who do the same thing, and yet they come across with these zero tolerance policies that are just insane, too.
That's exactly right. And here's what Mr. McCarthy told me, that this decision they made was a series of meetings that took six months, and they met with different types of individuals. Now, wouldn't you think that you would reach out to people with expertise in the field before you make a decision like that?
I would hope so.
And I would say I've got my finger on the pulse of many in the shooting community and self-defense community. I didn't hear a peep about it for 6 months. And I've talked to person after person after person, and they all said, no, we didn't hear about it. And the
this is news to me, too. I haven't heard any of this.
Well, here's what's even more important to me. As I talk to a bunch of people in law enforcement whose names will remain anonymous so that they don't get in grief with Concord Hospital, right?
Okay.
And I ask each one of them, did you know about this new policy? And you know what they told me? We know nothing.
Hmm.
And they called over and they were told, oh, don't you worry. Law enforcement is going to be exempted. And then they told a couple of them, well, we're not sure specifically what exemptions law enforcement is going to get. But the bottom line was, in this instance, nothing against law enforcement. Why should they be treated differently? And if it's all just training and experience, what criteria for training and experience are you using?
I gotcha. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. Again, Penny Dean has put out the call for anybody who's a Concord Hospital employee and who has received this new instruction, this new policy, and wishes to share that with Penny Dean. You can do so. Email penny@pennydean.com. Let's give out your phone number right now, too.
It's 230-9999.
Okay, we'll repeat this information again, as well as fax, too. People can fax.
Yep, 226-4023.
Mm-hmm. And this is all going to be kept anonymous. Nobody will ever know that you sent this over.
Absolutely, I have not.
Penny, I won't know.
That's exactly right. No, the law enforcement people who have helped me with this information, they will not be, you know, I gave them my word that, you know, any bit of information I get here, because I am still in absolute shock that they think that this is this great thing and, well, we're a private employer, we can do this, we can do that. That may be the case, but does that make it wise? I always tell people, just because it's legal, does it make it morally correct,
mm-hmm.
and does it make it wise? Because I know I, for one, what you're doing here at the hospital is making them basically requiring that they provide appropriate security and protection for all these people now, because you're preventing them from protecting themselves. The other thing is, I said, so wait a minute, you're going to have all these people leaving firearms in your cars, right? Everyone knows you're going to put these signs up in all the entrances to Concord Hospital.
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be, what are the thieves going to do? They're going to target cars. And he said, well, we're going to hold
Yeah, nobody people. Has their cars broken into at the hospital ever.
Yeah, and he tells me, he said, well, we have the lot patrolled. And I said, well, I've lived in this town for 15 or 16 years, and I've been to the hospital a whole lot. You might have patrols in there. I'm not saying you don't. I've never seen one, not in 16 years.
Mm.
And I've been there all hours of the day and night.
All right. Well, Penny, I've got to take a timeout right here. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. If you have a question for Penny Dean for Second Amendment Tuesdays, it could be anything related to Second Amendment freedoms, give Penny a call here. 1-866-823-1077. We'll continue the conversation here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.